WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It's Monday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio. We're streaming live at wildtalkradio.com and twitch.tv/WTRLive. Presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sorak, and that's Lindsay Ward. Maybe.
If I unmute, that might help. Hi, everybody.
That may help to do the thing.
Unmuting is important.
It is a very important thing when you're a streamer. Oh my god, streamer? So, we need to address a few things that happened on this show. Number one, yes, the video packages are for Edge.
They are.
In case anyone was wondering. Because Twitter, oh my god, it appears that's what they're doing, what they are for now. Thanks, Twitter. That's the best way to put it. Thanks, Twitter. Speaking of Edge, his former running mates, the Judgment Day, were trying to coerce Dominic to once again join them and leave his father Rey Mysterio behind and all the things, because you know Rey's old now. He can't teach him anymore. We're the young hip guys now. One's past 40, one almost 40 guys. They're the young guys now. They're the future. They want Dom, and well, it led to Finn and Rey having a match, and Finn getting the win.
I thought this was good. I liked how they're kind of sort of again starting to push that wedge between Dominic and Rey just a little bit, because I think by now it's kind of run its course. I mean, we all love Dominic and Rey together, but at some point Dominic does have to spread his wings, and he does have to fly on his own, and he does have to do it without his dad. And so you start to maybe put that doubt in his mind. Like, they kind of have done it before, but you just continue to build those doubts between Dominic and Rey.
Mm-hmm. Also, they mentioned Edge a few times, in case you were wondering. He's not coming back, according to them.
He's totally coming back.
He's totally coming back. Alexa Bliss and Asuka beat Nikki A.S.H. and Doudrop. Fine little match. It was fine for what it was.
I liked it. I thought it was good. I mean, I don't really have anything more to say about it, unfortunately.
Because it was just there. It was fine. We had the Street Profits and the Usos in the ring doing a little talking segment, and we were hyping up the fact that, one, that Montez's shoulder was still up, and that there will be a special referee, because they need one, to call right down the middle. And R-Truth is the one who came down. He has a certificate. He's a divorce attorney, marriage counselor, a Top Gun airplane pilot, and now a certified tag team counselor. Then he pulled off his shirt, and he had a referee t-shirt, and he wants to be the referee. He has a certificate for that. He's also a referee. He wanted to be an audition, and they proved how he could do it. He showed how he could count three and how he would count people out. And he was also called a clown ass, and then he challenged them to a match, and then, you know, me and my partners, and then out came Omos, and Omos became their partners, and then Truth went after Omos, and it was six-man tag, Usos and Omos versus Truth and the Profits. Really good match with the Profits and R-Truth taking the loss at the hands of Omos. R-Truth cracks me up all the time.
He's good.
Why is he the way he is?
The fact that he's basically been doing the same thing for, I don't know, what, conservatively 10 years?
This role of him?
I feel like it's been 10 years.
A little close to 10 years because I think he was serious for a while. And yeah, it's close to 10 years.
The fact that he's been just doing this role for that long, I completely respect him for it. Like, he has found his niche and he's owning it.
Yeah.
And good on him for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good on him for it. We had Miz TV with Ciampa. And Ciampa said he wants the eyes of the world on him and, you know, he wants the attention. He you know, he wants, Ciampa wants to be on WrestleMania, SummerSlam. He just wants an opportunity and that's what Miz is trying to give him. Miz said he tried to give that to Paul and then, you know, Logan Paul doesn't want anything to do with Miz's partner and he's coming for him. Miz said Paul's trying to get people talking. He gave him one last opportunity to retract his statement and then they will become the undisputed tag team champions of WWE. He said if it doesn't happen, he'll have to look for somewhere else for a partner and looked right at Ciampa and, you know, looks like that's going to be a thing. AJ came out, says no one cares what Miz has to say. He's been attacked by Miz and Ciampa whenever his back is turned. Styles said Miz found someone to do his dirty work. Styles said it sounded like the accents of a coward with tiny, tiny balls. There's a mess of balls t-shirt on www.shop.com.
I mean, I can't be mad at the mess of balls t-shirt. I question it. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Ezekiel came out. He introduced himself and it led to AJ and Ezekiel taking on Miz and Ciampa. Good match. AJ and Ezekiel got the win. So, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We later found out from Logan Paul, he's coming to Raw next week.
Whoever drafted him gets appearance points. Yay!
I believe that is Tim.
Go, Tim.
So, Becky Lynch came out, standing on the as a disco ball on the announce table, and says, you know, she didn't win Money Back Bank, and she's losing her mind a little bit more. And she said, Money Back is like winning the lottery, and she doesn't need to win the lottery because she works her ass off every week for a paycheck. She dragged her broken body through a no DQ match last week. And it should have made her number one contender. But no, oh no, Carmella gets the rematch instead. I've been jumping through hoops. She wants a championship match at SummerSlam and she was mad about it. She trash-talked Bianca as Bianca was in the ring, leading to Bianca and Carmella for the Raw Women's Championship. Carmella would win the match via countout because Becky stopped Bianca from getting in the ring. Afterwards, Bianca took care of Carmella. So, yeah. I like this.
I thought this was good. I like what they're setting up here. Not sure what they're setting up yet, but I like what they're doing.
If they want to delay a one-on-one matchup between Bianca and Becky some more and throwing Carmella in there as a triple threat and go full circle about SummerSlam from last year, I could think of worse things.
Same.
I mean, unless they're doing Becky and Carmella in a contenders match, I don't think that's a thing. But I would assume Carmella's getting a shot somewhere along the way. So, that'll be fine. I got no problem with Carmella. I thought she did well back at the pay-per-view and here tonight. She's fine. So, Monday Night Raw opened up with Brock Lesnar. He talked about saying pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered, and he calls Roman Reigns a hog, and that he slaughters hogs on his farm every single day, and the tribal hog will get a country ass kicking at SummerSlam. This brought out Paul Heyman, and Lesnar goes, speaking of hogs. Heyman does normal heel shtick. Heyman said it bothers him that they went from the most stupendous WrestleMania of all time to the most barbaric SummerSlam of all time, which plays in the hands of Brock Lesnar. If you're a betting man, you're betting on Brock because Reigns defines greatness in athletic competitions, whereas Lesnar's legacy is defined by annihilating people. Heyman said it doesn't matter to Lesnar if puts Roman Reigns down for a 10 count, or if he's so violent that he puts him down for a 100 count. Heyman said Lesnar doesn't care if he sends Reigns to the hospital or sends him to the morgue. Heyman said Reigns was approaching 700 days as champion. He told Lesnar that it's one streak that he will not conquer. We all remember the one streak he conquered.
We don't talk about it.
He said he will have Reigns ready, even if it means he has to train Reigns to stick his hand up Brock Lesnar's ass and pull his heart out of his hole.
Mm, that's not how things connect, but okay. Creative.
This brought out Austin Theory. He said SummerSlam will be the greatest nights in WWE history. He'll take back the U.S. title from Bobby Lashley, then sit back and watch this match of mass destruction. He'll be able to walk to the ring afterwards, put his foot on the chest of either Reigns or Brock, and he'll become the youngest undisputed WWE Universal Champion of the world. Brock said, come to the ring right now. And Theory said, if it doesn't matter if it's Reigns or Lesnar, because the outcome will be life-altering. We showed footage of Brock destroying Theory at the Elimination Chamber, even though any time they went to where he fell, they went to a black screen for whatever reason. Whatever. He also said he showed Lesnar the footage to let him know that he did not forget. This brought out, for whatever reason, Alpha Academy. Theory's like, go get him, and they did, and they got their ass kicked by Brock Lesnar. The moment Brock looked eyes with Otis, he went, okay, big boy, let's go. Let's go. So they had a nice little brawl. We had suplexes and chair shots and things with people getting hit in the face with the steel steps. There was an F5 through the announce table on Otis. Good stuff.
I really liked this. I thought this was really well done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Brock is just good at one thing, and that is destruction. And I think we all respect him for it at this point, so bravo.
Seth Rollins was interviewed by Kevin Patrick. He was asked about Riddle hitting with an RK after his match last week. Rollins said he feels great, but there's a lot of talk about the identity of Ziggler. He doesn't care who he is, but he threatened to put him down if he gets in his way. Rollins asked who the hell Riddle thinks he is. Rollins wondered if this is a Von or just an idiot that Randy Orton felt sorry for. He said, you get burned sooner or later if you play with fire. Just ask Cody Rhodes. This brought in Theory, and well, I need advice about Money in the Bank. So they left the talk, and leading to the main event of Bobby Lashley and Riddle taking on Seth Rollins and Theory, which had a little interruption by Dolph Ziggler just to sit at ringside.
And chill. It was rather odd.
Until Theory put his feet on the ropes, and Ziggler pushed them off, allowing Riddle to get the win. Afterwards, Ziggler laid out Theory with a super kick to end Monday Night Raw. Babyface Ziggler?
They're pushing Dolph again. I'm not going to complain.
I assume he's going to get added to the Lashley-Theory match. One would assume.
One would assume, but I'm not sure.
But and also, internet, yes, they're setting up Seth Rollins versus Riddle, if you couldn't tell. The one comment I saw, oh, based on that promo, it looks like that's the direction they're going. Boy, Seth destroying him a couple weeks ago. Then last week, the RKO, huh. But that promo was the thing that made you think, oh, now they're going for it. Now's the time. Because the promo. Main event was really good, though.
I really enjoyed the main event. I thought it was very well done, like you said. And I don't really have a lot of complaints about it. I'm curious to see where they're going. Like, they're bringing in some different players for this, which is nice to see.
Yeah.
Because we've had the injection of Austin Theory, and now we're having Dolph Ziggler brought back in.
And Riddle's getting more of a push, so.
We're getting some new blood in there, and I'm here for it.
But that's Raw.
That is Raw.
So is Brent Guy into Orton, or is that the story related? Orton's out. We talked about it a few weeks ago on the Mac that he's out with a back injury for a while. So do it for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. The Rock Action Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Season 3, Episode 6 is now available. Episode 7 should be available Wednesday. If we get it all done. At least that's a working plan. Thursday night, it's The Rock, live, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to cover the Undertaker biography on A&E. So, chat, that's your homework. Go watch the A&E biography of The Undertaker. We're going to talk about it on Thursday. So y'all have homework now. Cool? Cool. Saturday night, midnight ish, CB Radio. CBRadioLive.com, GrandTheGreatDebate.com. Before that, it's 4-9 with friends, about 10-ish. You know, that's the deal. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. If you have that Amazon Prime, though, chat, click on that purple rectangular button right below the screen. and do the thing, the sports channel, you can also use creator code RocketSock or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why? One, Brent's an asshole, and two,
because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can follow my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. I will be streaming tomorrow, Genshin 2.8. It's going live, guys. We're going to roll. We're going to run around the game. We're going to have a good time. That'll be about 10:30, 11-ish p.m., so check that out. So it's late stream, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward.
There you go. Anyway. This has been the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack. And right back here every Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern, presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for Rack. And all week long, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.